Donald Trump held a campaign event in Raleigh last night. The presumptive Republican presidential nominee blasted his opponent Hillary Clinton and President Obama. Clinton and Obama had appeared together in Charlotte earlier in the day. In a rambling speech, Trump said he would bring jobs back to North Carolina and stop immigration. He also praised Saddam Hussein for how the dictator handled terrorism. WUNC reporter Jess Clark was in Memorial Auditorium last night and joins me now. Welcome.
Hi.
Jess, you've covered campaign events before. How is a Donald Trump event different from others?
Well, the Donald Trump events don't really feel like political rallies. There's just more of an entertainment factor. The speakers are really bombastic. There's lots of engagement with a crowd. And Trump's speech doesn't really seem prepared. He has a lot written down. But he kind of reads from it here and there. And his speeches are really meandering. They're full of tangents and asides. It's really a one-man show. And it's also much more focused on the negative and on the takedown than other political candidates.
One of the more inflammatory things Trump claimed in his speech was that Hillary Clinton bribed Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Explain what he said and the reaction it got inside the building.
So the basis of Trump's argument that Clinton bribed Lynch seems to hinge on the plane meeting between Lynch and Bill Clinton last week and some reporting from the New York Times that sources close to Hillary say she's considering keeping Lynch on if she wins. So Trump suggested Clinton bribed Lynch with an extension of her appointment in return for agreeing not to press charges against her for using a private email server as Secretary of State. And here's what he said.
I mean, the attorney general sitting there saying, you know, if I get Hillary off the hook, I'm going to have 4 more years or 8 more years. But if she loses, I'm out of a job. It's a bribe.
It's important to remember that Lynch said she'd follow the FBI's guidance, whatever that was, and that guidance was not to prosecute. But, of course, the crowd loved this. Everyone I talked to talked about how crooked they think Hillary is. Some of them were wearing buttons and a T-shirt saying she should be in prison instead of the White House. But I think most of these folks are people that didn't think much of her before the revelations yesterday.
According to polls, North Carolina will be hotly contested in the fall. A lot will ride on Trump supporters. You spoke to some last night. What did they say about their preferred candidate?
Overall, there's a lot of discontent with the status quo in America right now and a lot of fear. You've got fear of immigration, both from Mexico and Central America and from Muslim countries. There's a fear of the changing economy and the loss of jobs and definitely a fear of ISIS. I spoke with Phil Kernick, and his interview kind of perfectly encapsulates everything I was hearing. He's actually a registered Democrat, but he says he supports Trump because he thinks Trump cares about Americans and puts them first.
Rather than the Muslims and everybody else. And I don't have anything against Muslims, but it's just a real problem, the immigration problem. We're losing our jobs. I'm from a city up in Henderson. Henderson has no jobs because all the factories are closed. Lost 7,000 jobs in 5 years.
And do you think that's because of immigration?
Well, that's just part of it. I mean, it's about all of our things going overseas. I mean, all of those companies that went out of business and went overseas, went to Mexico, China, Vietnam, and everywhere else.
What do you think that Donald Trump is going to do about that?
Well, he's a businessman, so I think he's going to make enough deals so that we can get our jobs back in America.
Lekernick's other big concern is that Muslims and other immigrants are changing what he sees as traditional American culture. He thinks controlling immigration will help slow that down.
At the Democratic event in Charlotte, statewide candidates like Roy Cooper and Deborah Ross took the stage with Obama and Clinton. What Republicans were there or weren't there with Trump last night?
Governor Pat McCrory was not there. His staff says he was out of state with his wife. But Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest was there. He spoke briefly about Trump and then quickly pivoted to talk about his own campaign, to talk about the economy of North Carolina and really leverage the Trump crowd for state elections. Trump did have Tennessee Senator Bob Corker with him, who is on the shortlist for VP picks. But the senator seemed really unprepared for his remarks. He said he didn't plan to speak, but just was there to spend the day with Trump.
And finally, Trump spoke in Fayetteville back in March. That event was marred by protests and assaults. Was there any of that last night?
I didn't see any assaults. There were definitely protesters both outside and a few who interrupted the event in the Arts Center. There was even a kid who looked like he was maybe like 12 or 13 who was escorted out by security. And the response from the crowd was not violent, but I would definitely say angry. Even at this kid, the anger was intense. But frankly, this event was a lot calmer than I've seen at past events.
Thank you, Jess.
Thank you.
Jess Clark is WUNC's Fletcher Fellow for Education Policy Reporting.